Welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. Today I'm joined by Rabbi Yosef Kushner, Dayan at the Beis Havad. Let's say a fellow owns a warehouse, and on Pesach, he finds out he got a shipment of chametz. Does he have to, you know, troop down with his blowtorch and get rid of the shipment? What does he have to do?
You don't just mean own, he could lease it as well, it doesn't make a difference. But the warehouse is under his control, so he has a problem, Bal Yiro of chametz enters his rishos. So this is a shaila that comes up all the time. Now, chametz enters his rishos, and he wants to know what his obligation is. There's a halacha in Taf Mem Ches, is that if a Gentile brings chametz to a rishos of a Yid, if the Yid doesn't show he wants it, we say, he doesn't want to be kind. The kinyan over here would be a kinyan chatzar. Kinyan chatzar is not kind about karchach. If I don't want my chatzar to be kind, it's not kind. There should be a svara to say he doesn't want his chatzar to be kind. The problem is that in Simen Tov Nun, there's many, many cases where we see that if unknowingly chametz enters his rishus, it's kind to him. For example, if there's an oven, a commercial oven, and a guy goes without rishus and uses the oven, and the way it was set up is every 10 things he bakes, he has to give 2 to the yid. That challah, which is set aside in the oven, it's kind to him because of chatzar. And the Mela, he can't use it after Pesach. Why don't we say, Yisur le'nichle, he doesn't want to be kainer? And the answer is, and this is not my answer, this is the Bach's answer, and I'm pretty sure the Magen Avraham also means this, is that the halacha way to say Yisur le'nichle is just like a mikra. It happens once, which means someone brings you something, so you say, I don't want to be kainer. And there's a stoma, there's an assumption you don't want to be kainer, because Isser, if you set up your business with a certain mahalach, constantly chametz enters the rishus and it's kaina, you can't say I didn't mean to be kaina. It's almost like dvarim shebeleiv. The system is the system. Now you could lehedi express that I do not want to be kaina before Pesach, and then you're not kaina. If you do not do that, because I think most people don't do that because they don't realize, they don't think chametz is going to come, and then it comes, it's too late. Chametz enters the rishus is very likely a problem of Bal Yiro, because it was first of all, especially if your workers unloaded it. That's mefurish mishabur. If you show that you want it, that's it. Your work is unloaded. It's in your warehouse. You have a serious problem with Bal Yiro, and you have a chiv deraisa pashas of tashbisu. You have to go and get rid of it. Now you'll say, I was mevatel, I sold. You can't sell things it's not yours. You're kainet when you're kainet, when they bring it to you. You weren't kainet yet. If you weren't kainet yet, you might not have paid for it, and you weren't kainet mishir. It didn't get into your chutz. That's when the kinyan happened. If the kinyan happened on Pesach, so then you have to get rid of it. If you did stipulate before, I don't want it to be kaina, so then it's not kaina. So now what is it? It's hefker.
It's about your own.
No, meaning, let's say you stipulate, I don't want to be kaina before. So now you're not kaina. So it's hefker. So it's ownerless. Ownerless chametz sitting in your rishos, probably have to give the rabbanon to get rid of it. Bedika ubir. So it's probably still a problem. If you have a warehouse and you suspect that chametz is coming into your rishos, you should make sure the Gentiles know to refuse it. If you think that maybe it's not going to happen or whatever like this, probably as a backup, you might want to sell that warehouse. So it's not Rishus is kainah because it's someone else's Rishus.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it or to sponsor a future video, please visit beishavad.org.